This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, we are back. 9 o'clock hour. Al, I got a juicy stat later in the hour. It's the most mind-boggling stat about a 12-1 football team. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense, but I can't wait to share it with people. And I also have a hot seat coming up, and Ava Graham's going to really let it go. She's going internal. She's attacking other people at WIP.
Oh, no.
And I gave her my permission. And
not
finally,
my permission.
And Al, I realized something. How do you finally get the final word on this thing with Micah Parsons? How about going to a guy who is extremely intelligent, who has played on both the Eagles and the Cowboys, and who understands what Jalen Hurts is doing this year better than any of us? Of course, I'm referring to former Eagle, former Cowboy, G. Cobb from gcobb.com. Hi, G.
How's it going, Angelo?
G, you're the final word on this. I'm telling you right now, because there's a lot of people arguing about whether this was bad or not so bad. Why would Micah Parsons belittle Jalen Hurts and his contribution this season?
Well, I think he's trying to get him distracted. You know, and he's really, trying to kind of prepare things for that game that they're going to play, of course. And he's just trying to stoke the waters, you know, to kind of stir it up, to get him distracted off of what he needs to be focused on, which is, you know, his game. And, of course, you know, the game against the Bears is what they need to be focused on now. But you can see where it would be very easy for him to really have a chip on his shoulder. But really with Jalen, you know, I mean, how many people have said they weren't sure about him this year? I mean, really, before the season, I was saying, you know, I think, you know, he has the potential, but, you know, I'm not sure about him. I mean, he's had such a great year that right now, I mean, I think he's hands down, you know, the favorite for MVP. And really, because he's all the ways he's contributed, he helps the offensive line with his ability to run and the running game and the way he's thrown the ball, the way he's progressed so much in reading defenses. It's amazing.
And, well, now I think there's another reason to call Micah Parsons stupid, because here was Hurts' response when he was told yesterday about Parsons.
We're worried about the Bears right now.
Said, gee, you're not getting through to that kid. That kid, he's brilliantly focused. He really only cares about the next play, the next game. He's not going beyond that, right, Gee? You've seen a lot of players. He's as focused as any I've ever seen.
He's as focused as any, and it's really affected the whole team. He's made everybody keep that same mindset. And I really think, you know, that Parsons, you know, I met Parsons when he was like a freshman in high school. You know, they brought him and these other kids from around the country. The NFL brought them in here to Philly for us to talk to them, because they figured all these kids were going to go to the pros. And Parsons, you know, he's, you know, cocky, very confident. He's a great player, but I just think he's just trying to stoke waters and to get Jalen unfocused. You know,
well, it didn't work. It did not work. So here's what I want to know. In your long experience as a player and as a commentator and analyst, have you ever seen a quarterback make this much progress in a single season?
You know, I've seen guys make progress, but not as much as he has. I mean, he's just doing such a great job. And see, that's where, you know, even saying anything about him not being worthy of MVP, because he helps the team so much. Even with his throwing, he throws gets the ball out so early. He's been so accurate with his throws, and he's spreading the ball around, and he's doing all of that while at the same time being able to tuck the ball on his arm and run with it. I mean, he's just made amazing progress. I've never seen a quarterback make this jump in one offseason. Nowhere near it have I seen this.
Jay, you made a comment a minute ago that was fascinating. You said that the team's taking on his personality. Does that work negative, too? If a quarterback's out there and he's letting stuff like this bother him, does that also filter down? How often does an offense, at least, take on the personality of the guy running it?
It always, I mean, that quarterback position is so important. You know, I'll tell you, you know, I have, you know, I was, you know, commenting and, you know, working for WIP for years with Randall was the quarterback, Donovan was the quarterback, and I can tell you, both of those guys would comment at times about things that, you know, callers were saying. I'm going like, if it bothers you, then you need to stop listening.
True. But, you're right.
Rabbit ears. They
so
have
they
rabbit
were,
ears.
They were listening to WIP and reacting negatively to callers?
I'll tell you what Donovan would say. Oh, the stuff doesn't bother me. And then he would say, you know, there's a guy called you last night at 9 o'clock, and he got on my nerves. I'm going like, what are you? You shouldn't be listening if it bothers you, you know. But some guys can't take the criticism, meaning like they have to just ignore it. Whereas Hurts, come on, look how much criticism he's had from, you know, being benched in that game when he was down in Alabama, and then he went over to Oklahoma and being drafted a number two and coming in here backing up Wentz and people taking shots at him and everything.
Wentz sucks.
The kid is tough, man, and I think he's fine. None of that stuff is going to bother him. But the main thing is he doesn't pay attention to it. You know?
Yeah, he really doesn't, too. I believe him when he says that. Gee, I got to ask you about this game Sunday in Chicago, because this kid, Justin Fields, assuming he's healthy and can play, is a problem in that, man, does he have running talent.
I know, boy.
What do you do?
I saw him take off, man.
What do you do? Gee, how do you handle that? Do you shadow him with a linebacker? What are you going to do to stop that kid?
Well, I think you can't necessarily put a linebacker. I think he's faster than any of their linebackers.
Hmm.
So I probably would say, you know, if you got a safety that could run with him or a corner that's willing to tackle, you know, he's got to be a guy that's willing to tackle him and everything. But you got to put somebody faster in there if you're going to do that. But they're really going to have to keep everybody. They got to be disciplined in their gaps. You know, everybody's got responsibility for a gap. You got to do that, and you got to have guys that are going to have contain. If you got contain, you can't get nosy looking at a play that's going the other way, because they're going to have some bootlegs where where everybody's going one way, he's going the other.
Wow.
And you know, you got to make sure you're disciplined against a guy like this, because you know, if he gets into a foot race, a lot of times he's going to be the one to win. So you don't want to make it a foot race. You want to keep position on him. Stay outside so you turn him back into the other guy. So
interesting.
Discipline is going to be the big thing in this game for the Eagles defense.
Gee, the last thing, you're a linebacker. You really understand the position. He hasn't played a lot, but when N'Kobe Dean's been on the field, I've noticed him. He's out there. Do you see him? It's amazing to me he hasn't played more. Are you impressed with what you've seen of that young guy?
Most definitely. You know, you can see – you know, just from seeing him out there, the big thing I love is that the kid has been preparing to play. I mean, like, he hasn't been going through the motions during the season, because the time he got in there, it was like he'd been in there the whole time. And he's got great instincts. I love the fact that, you know, even though, you know, he's not that big, he does a great job of getting underneath people and attacking the play. So I think that he's going to be a great player for them in the future, no doubt about it.
I love it. G. Cobb, I always learn when I bring out a man like G. Cobb. He knows the sport of